And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know.
There are so many problems with the press today that I wish the newsman and the courier took it upon themselves to actually listen to JFK and there was something done about it. But no, here we are, decades later with the same problem. Decades later with a broken news. Journalism has been slain. Independent voices making a difference is no longer a thing that even happens anymore. And that's because the major news or outlets and everything that you get your news, it's all monopolized. Yes, there's Facebook and stuff like that, but it's never frickin' proper, and it's usually just people full of bullshit or memeing on you, and it's tons of just disinformation. It saddens me that there's so few places for people to just get their news, and it's all under one roof that has, like Fox, CBC, Global, CNN, all these major news companies that have the best resources and the best recording equipment and network influence, they've been around forever. So how is someone with a voice who opposes that corporately, how are they actually supposed to get it out? In this current capitalistic system, it's not going to happen. Because if there's something that harms someone's profits, if someone is coming at your money and you have a means to defend it, you're going to defend your money, especially if it's someone weak. If they could get rid of everything you have, you're going to use the power that you have to stop them. And that's the problem. That's something that shouldn't even be a possible thought. The fact that it can, because we have these massive controlling stations that's all people go to. That's all people are really have to hear. Old people, all they got is, let's turn on to Global, listen to the 11 o'clock. That stuff is the only thing they're being fed. And it's not the voice of the people. As much as it should be, and as much as I wish it was, it's really not. It's owned by the company that owns it. If they want to make more money, well, they gotta put on stories that people are gonna tune into. And that may not be the things, you know, listening to the things we want to hear is not the same as listening to the things we have to hear. It just really poisons people's minds. Like listening to what you are told is your outlet to understanding the world and your connection to make you an active citizen in this world and country and province and town. It's difficult when it's not everything that you should be hearing. And it's just the stories that they publish and yada, yada, yada. And yes, that 100% takes an active listener and an active consumer, but everyone needs to do that. And it's a lot harder when the major news sources are just running for profit, or they're backed by lobbyists, or they just have random agendas. It's messed up that news has become opinion pieces and how you should think and how you should feel about something instead of saying just what something is. Like, I understand there's trajectories and stuff on what could and what couldn't happen. You know, that I guess that's a part of journalism too, but still, it should just be being informed on what's happening, and not saying anything is going to happen, but just saying what could. I'm not saying I have all the answers or anything, I'm just... Something has to change. There was a problem way back when JFK made a speech, present to the press, and there is a problem today. There has been things out there. Pardon me for being a 9/11 conspiracy theorist, but is there really anybody out there that believes that 9/11 wasn't an inside job? Like, why isn't that addressed? Why is things like that, things that oppose the current message and blah, blah, blah. There's all these facts and stuff. Like, there's burning metal, you know, thermite found on the thing. The tower literally just fell randomly. That, you know, a building got hit at the top and then it fell as if it was exploded by demolition. Like, what, dude? Like, are you serious? Just the facts of what happened make it seem like foul play. Yet, the news just played it off like, ah, yes, terrorism. You know what terrorism means? We need to get oil now. Like, there was a cause and effect there. There was a motive, and there was an action. There was so many points to it being like, holy shit, this is something that is most likely was staged, and a lot more than just terrorists flying into a plane into a building. But that's just overlooked. It's just looked as to tragedy. It's concerned about people's feelings, how you don't want the public to get outraged because they're scared of the truth, right? And it's like, wow, that is so sickening that the media would ever feel like that. That they would be afraid of people being angry at the truth. You should be angry at the truth. The truth of the matter is that we are in a tough spot right now. With this pandemic going on, local businesses being destroyed, our Democratic parties just shitting the bed. So, like, man, the U.S. has more genders than frickin' political parties you can vote for. That's wild. And yeah, it comes down to, like, there's so much wrong. And I think one of the big things is, yes, there's a monopoly on the news. Not a total monopoly, but there's definitely these huge corporation conglomerates, groups, you know, the news stations. And they're the ones who run the news. They're the ones who will always have always run the news. And there's not really any room for them in the current economic climate for someone to just like, ah, yes, I'm going to open up a news station and immediately have a satellite and millions of ads and get into a cable network and be able to cite myself out to apps in like as easy as they have. Like, they are as powerful as they have been because they've been making money for so long, and they have years and decades of building that. So literally anything brought up at this point in time is just going to get dissolved. Like, that is the problem with competition in this capitalist shit anyways. In this current world, I guess. You know, you can't... People don't allow progress if it hurts their markets, I guess. And, yeah. Another huge problem I find is that the thing about that, you know, making that money and stuff is people do want to hear what they want to hear. And man, that has been brought down to a science. You look at the way the Kardashians are, all that shit. Does really any of that matter? Does fucking Kanye and Kim Kardashian have a flat looking sink actually mean anything to anybody in the world? Like, what is the point of that? Nothing. It's just there to fill vacant minds, to help you drown out the world. And the fact that that's the media that is making money. It's the stuff that people are using as an escapism to look away from what's really happening. That's so wrong. Why has the press become so scared to actually talk about the world it's in? Why has the press just radicalized and... anything that's real is just too much to talk about. So instead, they talk about fake bullshit, fake celebrities doing random fucking things. Sorry, real celebrities doing random stupid things that don't even matter. Or you get Kotaku talking about, yes, there's top 10 ways that Inuyasha said the ooh-ah noise. You get articles like that, and it's like, man, that's literally, you can get that published out on, like, that Google Quick Feeds so much easier than, like, okay, I want to know about any mass killings that are happening in the world today, or any articles about, like, surges in drug overdoses, or political corruption. It's like all of that stuff you have to dig for, and it's already hard enough to dig for it without having these fucking news stations and these fucking Kardashians. And I don't mean just the Kardashians, I just mean that whole culture and shit of just like, wow, bro, did you see what she was wearing on the red carpet? Like, god damn, that is so important, man. Did you see what she had on the red carpet, bro? I gotta write 10 paragraphs about what people wore. And it's saddening. It's saddening that I don't know what to call it, escapism? Just something, that fucking Novocaine to what's actually around you, that opiate? Dude, to what the fuck actually matters? It's like, dude, you just gotta dig through that too? All that bullshit? And not only on top of that, there's also the fact that you got Fox and CNN in the States. You got Republican news and you got Democrat news. And it's like, Jesus Christ, man. And in Canada too, a point I wanted to bring up about this is in high school when we're learning about like ideologies and nationalism and blah blah blah, globalization and doop 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 doop. They say they don't push it, but there is definitely like, ah yes, and this is what socialism was, and socialism was bad, and this is what capitalism was, and capitalism in a lot of ways is also bad. Everything but what Canada has is kind of bad. Including the current political system we have too. The seatings and stuff is not that great. But you know what? Perfect systems don't exist, everyone. So, you gotta live with it. And it's just like, man, why the fuck are you talking about like what is good and what is bad for like political systems as a journalist? Why don't you actually just fucking say, like, yeah, I mean, opinion pieces are important, too. But when your entire fucking news station is an opinion piece, dude, shut the fuck up. Like, why can the world not completely change next week? Why are we acting like, ah, yes, we finally found it. The greatest, all of the things that these thousands of philosophers and geniuses of the ancient world, we finally reached the peak of how society should be. You know, why are we acting like that? Why are we acting like people alive nowadays knows what the fuck is best for anyone else alive nowadays? Just say what the fuck is going on. Don't be like, ah, yes, well, you see, you have two choices on your salad. Would you like your salad to be, ranch dressing, like a filthy fucking communist? Or would you like the Thousand Islands, like a creative capitalist entrepreneur? And it's like, shut the fuck up! Not everything has to be about, my point is not everything has to be capitalist or communist, or Democrat and Republican, or liberal and conservative, or fucking what have you. We are the political animal. And we haven't even seen everything, every single, there's still possibly new ways of living life out there. Yeah, like, we haven't got it all fucking figured out, so why is the news always talking about, like, ah, yes, what a very shitty Republican thing for Donald Trump to do. And what a very shitty Democratic thing for Hillary Clinton and other Democrats to do. And it's like, man, it's just saddening that the news doesn't talk about how things are. instead of being like, ah, yes, this is bad, it's like, here are the bad, or the bad things that are happening because we're in Republican jurisdiction right now, or liberal jurisdiction. It should just be like, okay, well, I guess that is a fair thing to say. There definitely are bad things that are happening because of the current administration, not jurisdiction. But still, there, not everything has to come down to it being relative to someone's beliefs. It could just be that's the way things frickin' are. And that's what the news is supposed to be, is talking about the way things are, so people can be informed about the ways things are and do things that they have the power to in order to change the way things are. You're constantly told about how many rights and fucking things you have in your constitution, no matter where the fuck you're from. Like, but they tell you in school you got so many, like, where all these rights and blah 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 shit came from. Why don't they tell you how to read? Like, there needs to be more focus on where you get your rights, where you can go to change. And yes, the Canadian school system does do that, a fairly decent job. But it should do a better one. That's my complaint. There should be a navigational tool on there that makes people able to understand. Like, they should teach people, like, do a little course that's free for their citizens on how to navigate their country's website, government website. Like, imagine how much more people would be on the Canadian government site if they fucking knew, if everyone knew how to use it, and it didn't look like basic HTML that was just, do I go here? Do I click on this thing? Oh, okay, I guess not. That's not where I meant for that to go. But anyways, and you know, it sucks as well that the news, it'll just release a headline before it feels like today, like they just release a headline first and then they're like, okay, now we gotta look into the facts. The shit with George Floyd and, oh man, I'm a little rusty on my bits, but I know this is a very touchy topic. How fast everybody was to say, like, wow, white cop kill black man, riot in the streets. And I've heard a lot of different things, you know, and it I'm scared to say anything of what I've even heard, like, not even saying it's my own opinion. I'm afraid to say what the fuck I've even heard. And that's because that's another problem. That's not even a fucking problem that I put out on my bullet list here. It's this fucking, the media will destroy people who try to have dissent. It's like not even allowed. Having a different opinion is like, oh, I see. So you don't think that the cop who killed George Floyd was part of the Ku Klux Klan and just hates black people and likes to use the N-word in his sentence every 2 seconds. Well, I guess you're a goddamn fucking racist then, and we should kill you. Like, the media is so ready to put people on fucking blast. The people are scared of the media. Anyways, what I was saying before, they're so ready to say that, like, oh my god, George Floyd was killed by an innocent black man, was killed by white cops who just are absolutely racist, and they're the worst because white people are the worst and they deserve to die. And you know what? I think it's pretty fucked up that it wasn't just looked at as an issue where it's like, wow, a police officer killed somebody. That should be the bottom line of the problem. You're bringing race into it. That's pretty fucked up. That's racist, is it not? You know? Sorry. That's a different piece for a different time. But anyways. Oh, man. Like, I'm scared to say anything still. But, Yeah, it wasn't even it wasn't just one guy. And from what I've heard, according to certain sources, I've seen a lot of Facebook posts that are like, George Floyd was a fucking innocent goddamn angel. And the people who killed, he was stopped for no reason, just for being black. And I've also heard before that he was a repeat on drug charges and assault charges. And he was stopped for trying to pass off a counterfeit bill. However, that is a valid reason for you to be stopped and, like, being like, hey, man, did you give that guy a counterfeit thing? Like, no, it is not excusable to ever take away someone's life as a person in power, as law enforcement, that is so fucked up and it's wrong. It doesn't matter what the color is. God fucking damn it. It wasn't even all white guys when George Floyd was arrested. And from what I've heard, he was not an absolute God-fearing man, angel, saint of the Lord. People were just so revering him, and in the media, they were just like, wow, well, look at how awful cops are. Man, all these social media kids really like fucking hating cops and hashtag defunding the police. We should really amp up that train and just start talking about how another black guy got killed. It's almost like police violence is the problem. And not like, yeah, there is racism. Racism. That is a problem too. But you're not gonna solve just like, hey guys, what's up here? Welcome to my live stream. Thank you for donating $5,000 to helping us beat racism. Thank you for that. Like, what are you gonna do? You gonna walk up to racism's house? But yes, the press just immediately goes for this outrage and just jumps on fucking, like, whatever it can get its little, like, ah, yes, this is something the public will wanna look at. Ah, yes, there's a lot of different movements that'll support us and start getting sponsorships. Damn, I'm really turning into Alex Jones already. But seriously, they're like, when a fucking crazy fucked up event happens, and people create all these fundraisers, and there's all these big movements, and all this shit gets put on Instagram pages, do you know what happens? Bitches get paid! That's what happens! Bitches get paid for fucking increasing this outrage. And that is what is fucked up with the media. And you know what else is really fucked up with the media? That it's run by the government. And yes. Yes. That is very kooky and tinfoil hat-y of you to say. Eh? I'm glad you pointed that out. Person who said that was very tinfoil hat-y and kooky to say. But no. It's the same thing as, like, guns. A good friend of mine and I had this conversation, and he was like, you know, man, what we have for knowledge today is our guns that they had in the past. You know, them taking away our guns, them taking away our knowledge is like them taking away our guns, you know? And then guess what? Those guns, way back in the Constitution, were to help the people defend against the government. And now, the government controls our voice. It controls our biggest gun. It controls our frontline defense against it. You know? And I'm not saying, this is though my personal beliefs, as you will find listening to this show, I am rather anti-government. But I'm not saying that the government is always inherently bad all of 100% of the time. However, I am saying it is pretty counterintuitive to give the person the tool, the person who you're trying to defend against and hold accountable, the ultimate tool that, has that, you know, the news, giving them the news, giving the big gun. It's like, ah, yes, Ah, yes. You know, it would be a good way to defend ourselves from pirates is if we told the pirates where our guns were located and also gave them the key and told them every important bit of information and where all of our gold is held. Yes, that would defend us greatly. Yes. Mission accomplished. And guess what? It would not actually be accomplished if they did that with the pirates, because the pirates would be like, damn, I don't give a fuck, I'm gonna use this shit. Yeah, so it's good that it gets federal funding. Yeah, oh, yeah. And along with that George Floyd fucking thing, like I was saying, I gotta stop. And I'm not trying to make a point about George Floyd, okay, guys? It's literally just the first thing on my... It's just a good example. And also 9/11 is another good example. And also a lot of, like... they don't get all the facts before they publish shit. That's what I was gonna go off about. And it feeds the outrage. And yes. God bless. But yeah, the fucking press, man, it makes me so riled. And you know, literally, this is that speech a little bit at the beginning, that was JFK talking about a fucking people going on to security, making a big thing look like it was gonna happen, and then using that to make an excuse to censor and take over everything by expanding the meaning of security. And damn, boy. Thank God that never happened, am I right, guys? Thank God there wasn't a huge fucking event that caused massive global security to happen. Ugh. And, bureaucratic process to choke out the life of progress of everything we have as a human being. And prevent us from being what we were born to be, free and independent. God bless JFK. Sorry about your head, man. Yeah. What else? What else can I say about how annoying the news is today? Yeah. Saying fucking radical things can get you kicked off the air. Being a fucking radical person and having a radical point of view is not allowed. And you know, it's the news. There's censorship in the news now. That's so fucked up. The thing should not be ever censored. You live in a fucking crazy, insane, fucked up world with crazy, fucking, insane, fucked up shit happening all the goddamn time. You should be aware of it. You know, there are fucked up images out there. There's people out there getting cut apart, fucking chopped into pieces and burned, and yeah, it is fucked up to see, and you know what, it'll probably goddamn traumatize you, but guess what, you should fucking see it, because that's the world you live in, buddy. It's not fucking rainbows and sunshine, buddy. It's fucking crazy mayhem that's fucking put with a thin plaster of paved roads and fucking why are we hiding things from people? Like, it's too much for them to handle. The world is a savage and carnal place. We are a fucking savage and carnal animal that has the ability to raise above its savage and carnalness by having knowledge and ideas. And if you don't recognize how fucked up things are and can get and have been and will get, how are you supposed to use our only ability that separates us from animals, our brain, to fucking do anything? You know, how are we supposed to make a change at all if we are not shown how bad things actually are? And you know what? Censorship gets rid of that. And that's not good. That is not good at all. That is a very bad thing. Whew. Man. Anywho, well, that's enough ranting from me today. I hope you enjoyed this episode and a little bit of what I had to say. In future episodes, I'll be focusing more on talking to individuals and interviewing them about their thoughts. But I hope you've taken this message about the press and do something with it, because I'm sick of the world being the way it is because people aren't informed, and that goes for me as well. It goes for everyone. Everyone can always be more informed. And that's just the bottom line. There's a need for people to be more active citizens in the world that we are in. Because otherwise, how's it supposed to change? How are we supposed to get better? This has been A Radio. God bless.